Radio Play, Life in the Textile Mills, by Sawyer,
Tom,
Madeline,
Tabrina,
and Mason.
March 13th, 1835, Rhode Island. Marianne and her friend Jimmy were both under 14 when they got their first job in a textile factory. The ceilings were low, and the machines were dangerous. This is why they needed kids that could squeeze into tight spaces. However, that is how many kids died.
Jimmy, I was thinking there's a chance that I could get enough money for an education.
$1 a week is not going to get you any schooling.
Sooner or later, we can get out of here.
Hurry up. Keep working.
Look, we've managed so far. It's just another day in the mill.
7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
Kids under 13 are lucky. Only 8 hours a day.
Move. Now.
I'll see you soon. Be safe, okay? Remember, we have to do this. You know, I really do believe you can get an education. Just try harder.
Clean the cotton weavers, inside and out.
Later that day...
Jimmy, I don't know if I can stay here another year. I wish we could go somewhere else.
I do too. But we both know we need the money.
My hand! It's stuck in the machine! Mary, help me!
Stop the machine! Someone! Anyone!
It's crushing my hand! Help!
Mary runs out of the factory to get help, but by then, it is too late.
Where is Jimmy?
The child put his hand in the wrong spot. He's dead now. Boy, I doesn't realize I have a tight schedule. God, I have to hire another one.
Later that day...
Ma! Jimmy's hand got caught up in the textile mills!
At least it wasn't you, dear.
He's dead.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you need to move on. We need the money.
I understand, Ma.
Promise you'll be careful.
I will, Ma.
Once we get enough money, we can afford something better.
We only get a fraction of what the adult workers get. It's not fair.
Yes, but I promise things will get better, Marianne.
March 14th, 1835.
I miss Jimmy.
Stop mumbling and keep cleaning.
I'm sorry, sir.
While working, Mary gets her hair stuck in one of the cotton machines.
Help! My hair! Boss, sir, help me!
I thought I told you not to mess around. Gotta go find the button. One sec.
Ah! The machine!
Marianne is scalped by the cotton weaver and she bleeds to death on the floor. All of the characters in the story are fictional, but many children with long hair were killed this way. This is a similar story to how many children who got killed or injured from the textile mills and shows how risky surviving these jobs would be. A single hospital reported over 1,000 textile mill injuries and deaths over a year.